You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome once again to Inside Out. So glad that you're joining me today. If you're brand new to Inside Out, I especially welcome you today. And my goal, as always, is to encourage you, to help build your faith, and get you to be thinking about the whole idea that we live from the inside out. You're actually divinely designed by God to live from the inside out. And the goal would be is to be bigger and stronger on the inside than the problems and the pressures on the outside. And part of the way that you do that is a principle I call day by day. So here it is. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And I want to get you past this big little word, do. Some people have removed that from their faith walk, that it's all God, it's all grace. Let's look at that a little bit today. It really is in everything in your life, spiritual, every realm of your life. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And while God provides plenty of grace and mercy on our journey and on this path, it also requires some intentionality and some commitment and some cooperation on our part. So we actually move into our future either by design or by default. And I would say to you, we need to be intentional about design, about what we intentionally do. In Psalm 16, verse 3, it says, "Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established." So notice here, you've got plans and you've got work. So I think have a plan, make some effort, give God something to bless, do something that God can help. And so that brings us back to the idea, we've been touching on this, about spiritual disciplines. And we engage in spiritual disciplines with the goal of spiritual growth. And spiritual growth is the first part of any growth or any kind of health in our life. And so sometimes we hear the word spiritual or disciplines and we have some fear or resistance. Is this going to be a list of do's and don'ts? And here's the reality. If you're going to grow, if you're going to make progress in anything, there are some things that you must do and there are some things that you must not do. I don't care if it's learning to play tennis, playing an instrument, preparing a meal, whatever it would be. If you're going to grow, if you're going to make progress, there are some things you must do and some things that you need to avoid. Now, if your background is kind of rules or works-oriented, I just want to encourage you, relax. These disciplines are designed to free us, to set us free and to help us grow. See, discipline is the fruit of conversion. It's not the root of conversion. Our disciplines, our work is not what brings about conversion and salvation, but our discipline, our effort is the result of that salvation and conversion. Dallas Willard, author, theologian, he said this, and I love this. He said, "Grace is not opposed to effort. Grace is opposed to earning. Effort is action. Earning is attitude." And so we need to realize that all of this is free by grace, but as a result of that, then we grow and we increase in these things. And spiritual disciplines were actually modeled by Jesus. And if we look at the classical list of spiritual disciplines, you have two categories, really. You have abstinence and you have activity. So there's some things that you don't do and there's some things that you do. So abstinence, things that you remove some things, actually it would be like solitude and silence and fasting, sacrifice, simplicity, those kind of things. Spiritual disciplines of activity would be where you read and study God's word, you pray, you worship, you serve, your stewardship, attending church, celebration, journaling, any of those things. And you might push back and say, aha, so it is a list of do's and don'ts. Well, you know, again, everything has that. If you're taking care of a baby, there's do's and don'ts. If you're growing a garden, there's do's and don'ts. If you're driving a car, cooking a meal, you're being married, you're doing surgery, there's a list of do's and don'ts. But you have to see it as more than just a checklist. And this is where I've been driving this whole episode. Actually, the spiritual disciplines is sowing to the Spirit, which is entirely scriptural. It's sowing to the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8, it reads, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Now get this. "For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap life everlasting." And so, wow, this, when I do things of abstinence or activity, the spiritual disciplines, I'm sowing to the Spirit. So we just saw in that passage in Galatians, you sow to the flesh or you sow to the Spirit. And there's an unchangeable law of God that's at work here, and it's this. If you sow, you reap. If you plant seed, there's going to be harvest. So it boils down to this. It boils down to if you sow. And if you sow determines if you reap. Get this, what you sow. Because what you sow determines what you reap. Where you sow. Where you sow determines where you reap. And there's not going to be any variation. There's no surprise in that. It's cause and effect. It's exact correspondence that what you sow, where you sow, if you sow, all of that matters. No one goes out, no farmer goes out and sees wheat and he said, "I planted corn there and now wheat is there." That's not going to happen unless something was mislabeled or he made a huge mistake. How did that grow there? Where did that come from? It's sowing and it's reaping. So the same thing in our lives, when you and I engage in spiritual disciplines, you're sowing to the Spirit. Now, listen to this in Galatians 6, verse 7 and 8 in the New International Version. It says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh will from the flesh reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life." And I think when we push back a little bit, we see, I don't want destruction in my life. I want eternal life. And that's not just going to happen. You know, how did that grow here? Where did this come from? It comes from our sowing. And so our spiritual disciplines help us to sow to the Spirit. It's the leading of the Spirit. It's engaging with the spiritual realm and the spiritual aspect of my life. And when I do just what I want to do when I want to do it, then I'm sowing to the flesh. And when I sow to the flesh, it's going to bring decay. It's going to bring ruin, mold, and rust. But when I sow to the Spirit, eternal life starts to grow in me. And that's why this is a day-by-day thing. What you do day-by-day, sowing to the Spirit, you're causing eternal life to grow in you. Where if I'm inconsistent with that, or if I'm consistently wrong in that and I'm just doing what I want to do when I want to do it, how I want to do it, you know, that's going to bring destruction in my life. Nobody wants that destruction. We want to have that eternal life, that everlasting life growing in us by sowing to the Spirit. It's cooperating with God. It's cooperating with His system. You're not earning anything. You're taking steps with God along a path that leads to life, beautiful life, eternal life, overcoming life. And honestly, if you don't like the harvest that you're seeing in your life, then you have to change what you're sowing. You have to change the seed that you're sowing, and you have to start sowing to the Spirit. And so, yeah, there are some do's and don'ts in this, but the difference is so dramatic. And it's literally cooperating with God when we sow to the Spirit, when we involve ourselves in the things of the spiritual disciplines is going to help you. So I just pray that you keep that in mind today, that what you do day by day takes you to your future. What kind of future do you want? When's the future? The future is this afternoon. The future is tomorrow. It's next week. It's next month. It's the rest of your life. Do you want that to be laced with destruction and decay and ruin? Or do you want that to have the beautiful, everlasting life of God, the overcoming life and faith that we can have by walking in the Spirit, sowing to the Spirit, doing the things that cooperate with actual spiritual growth taking place in our lives? Now, I know that is a whole lot to think about, but that's exactly what I hope you will do, is think about these things and start to apply them to your life. I pray that every day, starting in the morning, you'll start to think about, what am I doing today that is cooperating with the Spirit, that is sowing to the Spirit, so I can indeed reap that harvest of everlasting life in my life? A lot to think about, and I pray that you will. Thank you for joining me once again for Inside Out. Tell some of your friends about this, and until the next time, God bless you. Stay at peace.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.